Nothing is impossible for God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. So I suggest there ought to be a new title for this Sunday in our prayer book. We call it the Day of Discombobulation. Here we are, Advent 4. Here we are, Christmas Eve. It's just too much for me. Yesterday, I was visiting a residential home and somebody got into the elevator and she must have been shocked or alarmed to see a priest. And so she said, "Happy Easter." And I thought, oh my goodness. And then I look at so many of you out there who are regular 8 o'clock people, and I guess you tentatively reach out to that blue book and wonder what's inside it. And there are hymns. But we struggle on in discombobulation, in community. A few days ago, a friend, a member of Trinity, made a somewhat searing, though insightful, comment about our garage, what I used to call garage in England. She said, "It's a nice garage, but there's not much room for cars in there." And she's correct. Since our return to Aquidneck Island, what once seemed a spacious garage has now had to serve multiple purposes. And right now it strains to contain 2 cars, for which we're thankful, but a gross amount of what can only be called stuff, earnestly waiting for yet another yard sale. We can get the cars in, but when you open the doors, you know, you have to sort of squeeze them slightly and hope that I haven't put on so much weight that I can't get outside. But it made me think, how often have I tried just to make room in my life for the Lord? But the emphasis is only on making room, sort of reshuffling, refiling, reshelving, so that I offer him room, but only room enough. I can remember with delight when we first returned to our home in 2015. The garage was totally empty. There was generous room for cars, but slowly the stuff infiltrated, and the abundant space became restricted. It's not something that we put down in our calendars and planned to do. It just happened. And likewise, I can remember with delight at the age of 12 giving over my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was room then in abundance. But over the years, stuff has come in. So there's room, but not too much room. Today's collect, and by the way, friends, this is one of the collects that Anne-Marie, our rector, knows by heart, and I hear it often before our worship begins. Today's collect prays that our Lord Jesus will come and, quote, find a mansion prepared for himself. Now, the mansion here and the mansions referred to in John chapter 14 are not Bellevue Avenue cottages. It isn't about that. It's describing a place with room to breathe, legroom. Not like cattle class on most airlines where they say you're given room, but hardly the mansion of legroom. King David, in 2 Samuel, bless him, wanted to build a mansion, cedar paneled, solid in structure, impressive in design for the Lord. But as often before, it is left to that brave and forthright soul, the prophet Nathan, to confront the king and challenge the royal mind. And he points out to David, it's not the external glory of the edifice that matters to the Lord that has called you, but rather that there be room in the heart and life of the shepherd King David. and the Blessed Virgin in Luke 1 ponders with awe and fright as to how can this be? How can there be room in my life to receive the seed of the divine child? How can there be room in my life to conceive and deliver this child where there is so much fear and anger and gossip and innuendo surrounding me? How can I, she says, prepare a mansion for the Christ child? And yet she does it and gives us this glorious example of surrender and submission to the Lord. Friends, this business of making room for the Lord is crucial. My heart aches when I see the pained and strained and grey and ashen faces of people frenetically shopping around this time of year. Struggling to make more room, more time, more space, more money, more gifts. And where is the gift of Christmas? Friends, this business of making room for the Lord is crucial. And it may well involve a radical spring clean. Actually, don't put it off to spring. A December clean. Ditching, removing stuff. Attitudes and resentments, habits, addictive behavior, so that there is mansion-like room for the Lord in our hearts and lives. As I've thought about this theme, I realize that all too often in my life I make room for God, but it's more readjusting things, rather than giving to God admission to a generous space freed from other stuff. I want this to change. What a glorious resolution. I finish with words from a Victorian hymn, a favorite of mine. Now, I know you all love singing, but I will read it. Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal degree. But of lowly birth didst thou come to earth, and in great humility. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. And the glorious postscript to all of this: be deeply assured and wonderfully convicted. There is always generous, mansion-like room in the heart of God for you, for me. As the prophet says to David, the Lord declares to you that he will make you a house. Thanks be to God. Amen.